بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khamenei, in a meeting with Iran's sports champions and medalists of the 2023 Asian Games and the Asian Paragames. This meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyeh on November 22, 2023. I would like to say a few words to the world's sport officials. They say that sports isn't political, but when they need to politicize sports, they do it in the worst possible way. They come up with an excuse to ban a country from participating in all international sporting events. When someone asks why, the answer is, because you are engaging in a war somewhere. But these same people turn a blind eye to the 5,000 children who have been martyred in Gaza. Sports shouldn't be mixed with politics here, in Israel's assault on Gaza. But there, in another place, it is clearly politicized and they see no problem with it. They exclude one country from world championships on the pretext of war, while they completely ignore another country and another government, even though it is engaged in war, war crimes, and genocide. They don't ban that country from entering international arenas. That's how it is. Unfortunately, these are some of the world's international problems in sports, and these words are addressed to the world's sport officials. These problems are in addition to the problems of bribes, corruption, injustice, and the world's sports mafia. God willing, these issues must be attended to one day. This was regarding the world's sport officials.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Now, regarding our own officials, there are many things we need to tell them. I have said many of these things to our country's sports officials in front of the athletes themselves, and sometimes I have said such things to them and higher-ranking officials in private meetings. These need to be followed up. Each of the issues that the Honorable Minister mentioned here should be followed up. The issues that this dear wrestler mentioned here need to be followed up. I say that a strong Iran should be strong in sports. I have previously repeated the slogan, a strong Iran. A strong Iran needs to be strong in sports. Where does a country's strength in sports lie? It lies in them making the right decisions, in choosing coaches, in choosing the right composition in the national teams in all sports fields, and in preventing afflictions in sports. In other words, care must be taken so that afflictions do not hurt the country's sports.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong.
Thank you for all the things that
reminded me